Hello and welcome back to the Misfits Podcast, rated 5 stars on iTunes by Christian. He says, this makes me want to snort gamer subs. Well, Christian, although that's not technically recommended by our sponsor, Gamer Subs, you can pick yourself up some gamersubs.gg using code Misfits.
Wow, using the review to promote your product.
Well, you know, there's not any funny ones here, Toby. They're not comedians here in the reviews, all right?
Okay.
I've read out all, we've recorded like, what, look, 5 podcasts over the last few days?
I respect the vibe, but...
GamerSups is great.
We got to plug the sponsor.
What
Gamer
did you say?
Energy.
Gamer Subs?
Gamer Subs. Gamer Supplement.
Yeah. It's
Gamer Subs. Why Gamer is it GG? Subs.
Well, that's the website.
Dot GamerSubs.gg. GamerSubs.gg.
Oh,
where
you
get
good games.
Play on GG.
It's kind of like G Fuel, except it's not garbage.
I see.
We can legally say that.
Can you say that?
We can, but they can't.
Okay.
They don't tell us to say that.
Gotcha.
They would never tell us to say that. They also wouldn't tell you to snort Gamer Subs.
Got it.
I thought it was for some powder hair on the table.
Yeah. I was just cutting that up.
I thought this was for gamer gucks. Like
gamer. Yeah. It's just you pop that open to the fleshlight.
That would be a great bonus.
Oh, fuck. This thing rules, man. How have you guys not bought this yet?
I don't know.
And it's flavored, so you can kiss her box afterward.
It's filled with caffeine too, so it gets you super fucking.
Dude, pussy in here. You're just eating that shit out.
Caffeine. Oh my goodness.
I'm getting so energized right now.
That's 200 IQ. Gamer subs in a pussy.
Yeah.
Gamer cucks.
We're gonna bring it up in the next meeting for sure.
There are ports.
I'll have
in
to
your
talk.
Dick.
I'll have to talk to the CEO.
Yeah.
We have to see if that might cause a yeast infection. If it does, it's no bueno.
No, there should
if
be yeast infection flavor. So.
Ooh.
Now it's all good.
Well, it just tastes like bread, dude.
Well, that's what it means. Yeah. At that point, just sprinkle it on. Exactly. A girl that has a yeast infection.
Speaking of yeast infections.
Speaking of yeast infections. Just switch my 0 to 60.
Speaking of yeast infections, I'm joined today by my co-host Swagger Souls.
Hey, how are you?
Toby on the telly.
Hello.
Zuckles, aka Mason.
What's going on?
McCreamy, aka Jay.
What's going on?
And of course, our two very, very special guests, Cody Coe and Noel Miller.
We're here
on the show. Tiny Meat Gang.
Hello.
Tiny Meat Gang.
If you guys,
steak.
Hello.
Little Steak Gang. If you guys do not know who they are, which is very, very unlikely.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say that.
I feel like we have quite a bit of overlap, but if anyone doesn't know who you are.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Sure.
Who are you guys? Why are you here?
Well, he's a bully. He bullies kids.
Yeah. Yes. That guy's a cyber bully. Yes. My favorite YouTuber, Jake Paul, told me that.
Yeah.
Real big jerk.
We're just diving right back into that drama right off the bat.
Yeah.
Was it even drama?
Let's just resurface that.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
I heard you're a fucking bully, dude.
Yeah, dude.
No, I'm actually, we're interpretive dancers.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Wow. And so,
wow.
And so that's what we spent the last year doing, touring, doing.
Yeah, we've been touring interpretive dance. And
dude, that's great.
Yeah.
So last year, we actually came to one of your shows, obviously. We saw you guys dancing and were just absolutely blown away.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
Do you think?
Yeah, really? Okay, good.
Do you think you'd be able to demo? Just like a little bit?
Oh, dude.
You don't even have to get up for it. You can just do the one in the chair.
I got coronavirus, so.
That's understandable.
Yeah. So I can't even.
But, you know, ever since we saw that dance, we've just been chasing you. We knew we had to get you on the podcast because we knew what works great on podcasts.
Yeah.
Dancing.
Yeah.
The interpretive kind.
You could shake your ass like a madman.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that.
Thank you. Yeah. No.
That's actually the tagline for the show is one look at these cheeks, you'll never
it's
stop
like a Nutribullet. Goes too quick.
Yeah.
No, of course, not actually the case. You guys have a podcast.
Yes,
you guys,
we do.
Have your own individual channels.
Yeah.
You guys collaborate a lot together. And you've been touring as well. And
yeah.
Doing all kinds of different things.
Yeah.
You guys get up to a lot, it seems.
The
industry, so to speak.
Yeah.
Music
it's been a busy year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and music too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course music. Yeah.
Wait, you guys make music?
Yeah.
We do, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
We try, man. I don't know if anyone else calls it music, but
yeah. It might be music. We think it's music.
Yeah. We definitely think it's music.
I enjoy it.
You like it?
Yeah, dude, I like it.
We genuinely fuck with it.
Hell yeah.
Amazing. Yeah, dude. Short King Anthem, it was put under so many pictures of me and it was all over my mentions.
That's
it was just pictures of me to that music.
All
and to be honest, I respect it. I get dunked on a lot for being short, even though I'm 4'20", and it was completely fine. But man, even though I'm not short technically, that song still made me feel like a king.
Oh, that's good, man.
So,
I'm glad.
So
that's
thank
what it was
you.
For. It's supposed to empower us, you know.
Yeah, short guy empowerment for sure.
How tall are you?
I'm 5 foot enough.
Okay,
I'm 5'9".
Okay,
5'8¾".
You're only an inch taller.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. So you're not that short after all?
No, not at all. Fuck
know.
You.
I mean, the guy who wrote a song about being short, you're still shorter than him, but you know, you're doing good.
But I'm still a king.
You are still a king. We're all kings.
It's amazing what an inch can do, too.
Hey.
What?
What?
Nothing.
Big pardon?
A what?
An inch.
What an inch can an do.
Inch. Anyway, yes, yeah, been a very big year for you guys last year.
Yeah.
Tell us about, like, was last year really when things started heavily accelerating, or would you say it'd been building for a long time? Like,
no, yeah, it's definitely been like a slow build. Mm-hmm. Like, there's never a moment where it like fucking took off. It's just like been a little more. Mm-hmm. I think things really got cracking with our Patreon. That's like the first thing I feel like we saw where like shit was like, okay, we got something here. And then after the first tour and like seeing those tickets like blow out, that was crazy. And I think that's when the momentum like really picked up. But yeah, it's been good, you know. We just stay working. And
When did you guys get started? Like you, like both of you individually first get started doing anything YouTube video.
So Cody's doing Vine. I was doing stand-up back in like 2011.
No shit.
Yeah, and I did stand-up for about 3 years. And then at the end of that, he and I ended up working at Full Screen together. Mm. And Cody, you were on Vine. You can
Yeah. That's when I was – we were both software engineers.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so I was working for this company out of college. It was 2013. And Vine came out, and I was like working on a similar app. And so I started using Vine just to like see what the competitor was doing. And then I just like built an audience doing like comedy videos on there. And then eventually like got to the point where I could maybe consider doing it full time. And that's when we met.
So you were doing oppositional research and you found yourself joining the other team.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I had left the company by that point. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So then that's when we met. And then we started doing YouTube together, like vlogging, doing sketches, and then we kind of tried out like different video styles until we found something that suited us, like and then
we found I found some video on Twitter of like a homemade like blowjob robot. Uh-huh. And I just like sent it to him. He's like, yo, we should just clown this on camera. That's like the first thing where we like saw a spark.
Right.
We're like, oh shit, okay.
Right, was with like the sit down videos where you both kind of dissect something.
Yeah, just talk shit. Keep it casual.
When you were a stand up comedian, was it improv or were you writing material?
No, I was like writing jokes and you know bombing and doing the grind.
That's something that I always wanted to do in university. I did maybe like a couple open mic nights. Uh-huh. And I just found out that I just wasn't ready for it.
Yeah,
I didn't have the stomach for it. Obviously, it's pretty brutal.
Yeah, it can be.
Oh, it's rough.
What was that 3-year journey like? It was
pretty on and off, because the thing with stand-up is you have to be getting up all the time.
Yeah.
And that's when, like, eating shit doesn't feel so bad because, like, you don't care. And, like, you kind of have to commit to, like, being around so people can get to know you. And, like, it's a bit of, like, give and take. Like, there are comedians out there that are working all the time, so they want to know that you're serious about it.
Mm.
And if you're not, they're not so inclined to, like, help you because, like, you know, whatever. So it was a lot of just like, you know, networking with people and getting up at shows and just trying to get sharper. And the guy who like broke me into comedy, he was like pretty seasoned. So he like started me like real deep in comedy, like the open mic I used to get up at, like a lot of Comedy Store regulars used to hang there.
Yeah.
Mm. And so I'd eat shit like guaranteed because these guys were like insanely funny.
What was it like eating shit and then getting off stage?
You just like, at first it's like, it feels bad, but then like you just fucking get over it.
Right.
Wait, what do you mean by eating shit?
Just like actually eating shit.
Yeah.
Eating your shit on stage.
Literally just doing that on stage.
That's delicious. The final act of our interpretive dance show.
Yeah.
Out of a bowl.
Yeah. It's a metaphor for our actual careers.
Cool. Yeah. It just means you go up there and you bomb. Like you're not that funny. Where people don't laugh, where the material just doesn't go right or how you planned, you know?
Yeah.
Like when you're starting out in comedy, it's pretty standard that it's like a trial by fire situation.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like you're looking at like at least a few years of kind of sucking a bit.
I wouldn't say that. There are definitely like comics that like start the first set they have, like they're fucking hilarious.
Sure.
That feels really bad.
I mean,
like you eat shit a lot and you see a guy that's like brand new as well and you're like, oh, he's got it. Like right away.
Yeah, but that's so rare, I feel like.
I think there's different degrees of bombing. There's like the bombing where, you know, you may hit a couple of jokes, but then you know, not get any laughs for the rest, and then it's just kind of like, oh, disappointing, and then you go off. Or you could bomb like Kramer and go on a racist tangent.
Yeah.
You know, there's
that's not a bomb. That's performance art.
Performance art.
Yeah.
It's almost as good as eating your own shit.
I don't even know what they call that, man.
I would have loved to be in the crowd for that.
Would you imagine, dude, being in the crowd? Like, that must have been, like, it must have been uncomfortableness, like, palpable in the air.
Yeah.
It must have been so awkward.
Yeah.
Like, Yeah. You could, it's funny, if you watch that back, you can hear a couple pity laughs in the audience, and like people just being like, aha, let's move on, and it just keeps going.
Yeah. That, I think that's one thing you can always depend on with stand-up when you're eating shit, is like, you can pressure someone to laugh. You can make someone feel bad enough.
Please,
you look them
please
in the
laugh
eyes, like, that
so
was funny,
get
right?
Get
like, yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Did you both kind of expect to end up in entertainment or comedy, like, growing up, or was it something that you kind of wanted to always do or pursue?
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to, but I don't think you ever expect. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I was never like, I feel like to expect it, you really have to have a knack for, like, you know, you have to be that kid that's like performing all the time growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
and theater, they move to LA right away, go to acting classes, mm-hmm. they do stand up, whatever. And for me, at least, maybe for you too, it was just like, it's just like not the path. I was like more of always like an analytical person. So I always thought, like, I was really into technology growing up. So I was like, I'll just do computer stuff forever.
Mm, yeah.
And then the whole Vine thing and discovering, you know, YouTube and everything and exploring this like just career path generally just made me more realize how creative I was and or maybe even like honed my right brain a little bit to become more creative. Right?
Yeah.
I never thought I would start out doing it.
Didn't you make an app at some point? Like a meme app, right?
Yeah.
Right.
What was it called?
It was called I'd Cap That.
I'd Cap That.
Yeah.
It was like, basically it would take a picture that you uploaded or took, and it would just put a random caption on it, like in, you know, giant white letters. Mm-hmm. And I had written all the captions, so they were like, you know. And
Were they pre-made?
They're pre-made, yeah. So you would just slap a random caption on your picture. And they were all like general enough where it almost seemed
like
the
would
caption
make sense.
Was written for the picture. So people thought there was some sort of like AI.
Yeah,
in there.
Some AI.
Yeah.
It was pretty successful.
And I gamed.
Right?
Yeah. So I gamed the like Apple review system where like, because you weren't allowed to swear or anything like that. Mm. And so they would reject your app if they saw any like dirty words. And so I like timed the captions so that they would like release via like a database after Apple had reviewed it.
Oh.
So like it went totally viral because people, like the captions would be like, you know, like, fucking on cocaine or like tank stick or like whatever. Right. It's like crude,
picture
stupid shit.
Sure.
That's hilarious.
People were uploading pictures of like their aunts and like moms and stuff, and it was like, I take dick and stuff like that. And right. This is so fucking crazy. And so it blew up and it went to number one in the app store.
That's crazy.
And at that time, dude, it was like the first app that had done that without any money spent on marketing in like forever.
That's
like
nuts.
eBay, Google, like all these giant, you know, companies, and then I'd cap that above everything.
Right.
It was pretty
That's
fucking
huge.
Wild.
I mean, when you think of designing an app, I guess it's kind of easy to think of it as kind of like a purely technical process, but it's probably a pretty creative process.
A
ton
of
right?
creative
like,
design
creativity in itself.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't go to school for computer science. Like, I was just like self-taught. I was like the inverse. Like, I was like just fucking broke, and I like picked up a skill because I needed money.
Yeah.
But I would definitely say code is like, it's actually probably one of the most creative things. I feel like, I mean, down to how you write it, how you structure it. You know, I said this before, but Cody and I could write the same app and we could both write it
completely
different,
differently,
but it would look potentially the same or look completely different. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all.
I went to college for comp sci.
Yeah.
Yeah. I dropped out. Java iterators, dude. I couldn't do Java iterators.
Yeah.
I couldn't wrap my fucking head around it.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of that shit definitely escapes me.
I was too busy fucking making videos in my dorm room to actually like want to write programs to keep my shit sharp.
Yeah.
I kind of. You know,
yeah.
It was fun when I was making Game Maker games. This shit was awesome.
Yeah.
Coding's a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know. You think of something like a creative project. It's like you want it to make people feel some type of way or to have some effect. And so the creative process is you just like figuring out how to get there.
Yeah.
Coding is the exact same thing. It's like, I want this program to like do something or make people feel some type of way. And it's just like figuring out how you get there.
It's like a giant puzzle.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. I love it, dude.
Yeah. It seems like that you guys do so many different things. I mean, you've got the show, which is called Bros of...
Oh, The Real Bros of
The Real
Bros,
yes.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, what is it like doing something like that? I mean, was that, doing acting new for you, or were you, you know, always...
Yeah. I mean, like, I've been auditioning for, like, 4 years now, probably.
Yeah.
And I've been, like, in and out of acting classes. And so it's something I definitely want to, like, pursue moving forward, because it's a lot of fun. And especially doing that show, it's amazing because I can just like sit back and, you know, with YouTube and everything that we do, it's like, we're doing everything.
Yeah.
No matter what we do, we're writing, and music was the first thing where we were like, okay, this is like really collaborative because our producer is making us sound dope and we're the ones writing the lyric.
Yeah.
So when it comes out, it's like, okay, this was a group effort.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Acting is the same sort of thing, especially on that show where I can be like, I can just be immersed in this world that Jimmy and Christian have created where they're writing these hilarious characters and writing this crazy plot line and I can add what I can to it. But for the most part, it's like, you know, it's their shit.
Yeah. I always sort of view like a separation between the social media industry and sort of the more traditional Hollywood entertainment industry. Definitely. But you guys seem to kind of be sort of bang in the middle, or you kind of know both worlds fairly well.
Yeah.
Like, do you kind of view them as one and the same now, or is it?
No, I definitely think they play into each other, but I don't think they're one and the same. Yeah. Just mostly because for traditional, I feel like the reason why I feel traditional is still a big deal is because it's always a lot of money and it's a lot of moving parts. Mm. So if you get casted in a big film or to direct it or to do anything with like a big project, it's like a big studio is saying this person is like worth the gamble.
Legit. It's a legit production. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, people are on payroll.
But even like you look at big YouTubers and you know, don't have to name names, but they all self-fund their own big productions and people don't really respect it because it's like, like it's YouTube money. Who cares?
Yeah.
But I feel like when it's like a big studio and you're talking like $100 million.
Yeah, $100 million movie. Yeah. It's so much different than, you know, something that's maybe
people
cost
like
around $50,000.
Yeah, $100K, $200K production. Yeah. It's just like, yeah.
It's fucking weird because explaining that to a person, like a $200K production, what can you make out of $200K for a movie?
Not much.
And people are like, oh, dude, it's so much. Yeah. You can't make shit.
No,
yeah.
No.
Can't do anything with $200K.
I guess like the main. Surely one of the main expenses for that kind of thing is just hiring like experienced people to like work equipment and like, you know,
well, it's equipment, which is like $50K. Yeah. It's like setting up a set, hiring people to build stuff, prop builders, makeup artists, like that shit is
people talk shit about traditional media all the time, right? Mm. Like with the rise of digital and everything, where are the new media and everything? But it's like the more I learned from being in this world and like trying to like bridge the gap and stuff like that is that like people know what the fuck they're doing here.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
People are fucking talented here. Yeah. And Hollywood is a really, you know, as a way of finding the most talented people that just have it, you know? And like now I've worked with people like on Real Bros and stuff like that, where it's like they had a couple crazy cameos but you know, I got to work with these people and I'm like, fuck, nowhere near this person's level. Like, just the way they're riffing on set and stuff like that. It's like, this person is clearly super fucking talented.
I mean, it's even down to, like, crew. Like, even for our music videos, like, it took some time to, like, find, like, you know, like, a really lockdown crew that we really trust. And even people like that make all the difference. Like, you know, a gaffer who's, like, who requires more money, you trust him because when he pulls up, he's not going to be like anyone else. He's just going to see how to move lights and set them up.
Get
and
all that shit. Gaffers are fucking important.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, I mean, even in LA, there's only like a handful of like Steadicam operators that people even like refer. So like, it's even shit like that.
Well, people
like,
people want an ab for themselves.
Yeah,
people, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But that being said, like there also is like tons of fucking bullshit that goes on in Hollywood. That's just you know,
For sure.
Drugs, alcohol.
I just mean like, you know, like when you're trying to make shit, like that's the beauty of this world is that if you do have talented people and you know who to work for and if you're like working really hard on your shit, you can make it happen right away. Mm-hmm. In Hollywood, that's just not the case. It's like you sell something and like, you know, best case scenario, within 3 years, it'll maybe come out. You know?
Yeah. I feel awkward because in the Patreon pre-show, we were literally talking about Noel sticking that microphone up his ass. And now like we've got to dive into this like really heavy, serious Hollywood discussion.
Sorry.
No,
we can go back to the dying.
Back to the asshole.
Put this right in my hand. Let's go back to the back to
surely. There you go.
You want to talk to my ass? Hold on.
we had Super Mega. I don't know if you know those guys on the show yesterday. One thing I asked them, which is kind of a lazy question as a host, is just like what their favorite story is between the two of them that they've shared. Like kind of, you know, doing what they do and being in this industry. Like, is there any particular story that comes
wacky,
to mind?
Crazy
that you guys feel comfortable sharing?
Yeah, one of my favorites is Cody and I being on a fucking conference call that was like mad serious and like I muted the phone. Or no.
Oh my god. Okay.
You know, Cody's talking and I'm like, so this other guy's like on the other end, like he's just saying like some business shit. He's like,
what,
yeah.
Can I say what the business was though?
I don't know.
We can always,
you know,
we,
I
want to
say, do you remember? Because it was like, it was the call, it was the first, basically it was the kickoff call when we first signed with It was basically, we were doing this podcast for like a year, self-funding it. Mm-hmm. Like, we, you know, we finally saved up enough to like get our own studio, and we moved to a little bit bigger of a studio. We produced the whole thing ourselves. It's like a year of hard work later, we finally get a company that's willing to like advertise with us. Yeah. Right. So this is the first call that, like, basically the kickoff call.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To like say that we're going to sell
open
ads,
the door.
Like, start selling ads. This is the way. You guys got to tell us your schedule, and we'll send you the companies and all this shit.
And there's like all these people on the line that are like, and this is your day to day person, and this is your production manager, and like they're being very serious.
Yeah.
Cody's sitting there like, uh huh, yeah. And then I'm like mouthing what the guy's saying.
Just not taking fucking, it serious
and I'm
at
just,
all.
And I'm like jerking off as I'm saying it. I'm like, I'm the production man. And then Cody's like, mm-hmm, yeah. And then I start responding, and I'm like jerking off even harder. I'm like, oh yeah, oh yeah. And then I like hike my leg up and start rubbing like I have a clitoris. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's
I'm
great.
I'm like crying, yeah, trying to like get this conversation.
I'm like, that
I'm
sounds
going
great.
Off the rails.
That sounds awesome. Yeah,
oh my God.
Just like hit a max, or we both like fell the fuck out laughing. We had to mute the line, and they're like, guys." I'm like, "Yeah, yeah, we're here."
Oh my God,
Jesus,
so fucking funny. Yeah. I mean, that when we went to Elon Musk's house, have you guys heard that story?
What the
fuck?
No.
Yeah, it was the first time we ever met Post Malone.
Yeah,
he had.
At Elon Musk's house.
What?
No.
Oh, no, so you
met
him Malone.
Earlier. We like basically he had DM'd us and was like, "Hey, we should hang out." And I was like, you know, I was a huge, I mean, still am, but like, at the time,
yeah, I'm not a fan anymore.
Yeah, sure,
you know, I love post music, like ever since the beginning. And so we're freaking out. We go hang out with him, and we're like drinking at this bar in Hollywood. And he looks at his phone. He's like, "Do you guys want to go to Elon Musk's house?" And we're like.
Yeah. You must have been so.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
yeah. If I could fit it in.
And the big asterisk here is that we do we even mention this? The song?
Which?
The song?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. So we made this song called Elon Fuck My Wife. And it's like.
Nice.
It's like us, like just. It was when we got our first studio, and it was a shoebox. It's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But. We just took advantage of the fact that like we didn't have noise complaints now, so the whole song is us just screaming, and, like just
it's. You can find it on SoundCloud if you go to the
really
Tiny
bad,
Gang
yeah.
Sound. I was listening to I was like drunk as fuck the other day, like going through like old shit.
Yeah,
and I played that song and I was just cheesing.
Yeah,
it's like this is fucking genius.
It was so it's disgusting. So Austin says that shit. He's like, "You want to go to Elon's house?" And I immediately look at Cody like, "Oh my fucking God!" This is where the meme like stops being funny. Because, like, now I have to look this guy in the face and be like, yeah, I'm Noel. And, like, I have to have this secret to ourselves.
Yeah.
But we didn't think he was serious because he was like, do you want to go to Elon's house?
Yeah,
and we were
true,
like, this is 2 a.m. What the f-
Yeah.
Elon's texting you? Yeah, fucking right. He's texting you right now. He turns his phone around and it's like, Elon Musk. Like, yo, what you doing?
Fuck? Yeah.
Yo, what's up, dude?
Yeah. Yo, wow. Yo, pull up.
And pull up with weed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring that good green.
Man.
Give that Joe Rogan shit.
Yeah. And so we get there. It was so funny. We were in this Uber. I don't even know who was with us, really. But someone was in the car as the doors are opening. They were like, oh my God, that's him. And Austin's producer, Lou, was like, shut the fuck up, dude. Like, just fangirling from the moment we get out the car.
The weirdest part was we pulled up in the driveway and Elon and his like whole crew and Grimes, they were standing on the driveway or like in the driveway with lanterns.
No.
Yeah. I swear to God.
Like,
I'm not tripping, right?
No.
What the fuck?
Yes.
They're holding lanterns.
There's almost without a shadow of a doubt, Elon must be part of some secret society where they take acid and dress up and
maybe
do something.
Has to be.
Yeah.
Dude, billionaire club, like that's some Freemason shit.
And they're all dressed like all black, so they look like some witches.
What
like
the
whole
what? No way.
So dude. We're like, we're bugged out, and
we're like, we're about to get like blasted off to Mars or something weird.
Yeah,
so. Your skin's gonna be Tesla leather seats.
We go in, and of course, dude, his garage is like, there's like two garages there, and it's like they're Teslas in there. Like,
of course,
and he's got these two weird dogs. Like one of them has like a fucking center part, like
what
come over.
Oh,
it's like it was weird as hell, and. It was the weirdest dog because it just
E-boy.
I always like I remember this so distinctly. The dog didn't look at us. You know, like when dogs like they look at you for attention.
Yeah.
Like the dog just like came up to our feet and just stayed looking forward, and that like weirded me the fuck out.
Just imagine like the dog looks up at Elon. He just drinks like no.
Yeah.
He just fucking taps it.
What were we joking about on our podcast again? Like the dog being like a robot?
Yeah, yeah, like it's like a fucking Roomba. It's like,
oh yeah, you look down, his legs aren't moving either.
Yeah. Just the world's first socially awkward dog.
Yeah, yeah. It was so weird. It just like walked up and just like looked forward, and I'm like, that's weird. And the other, and his other dog was like big and like furry looking. So we go inside, whatever. There's like 20 boxes of like Zanku chicken. He's like, help yourselves.
Help
I took
yourself.
A picture of myself like pissing in his bathroom because I couldn't believe the shit. I was like, wow.
Pissing in Elon's bathroom.
Yeah.
So did Elon know who you guys
Fuck
were?
No.
Or, okay.
No,
so
no, no.
Did you have much conversation with him, or was it kind of just like, oh, they're just kind of part of the company? Like, they're
We watched him and Austin talk a little bit.
Right.
And yeah, it was like.
Blood Pop was there.
Yeah.
He's like, he produced like some track for like Justin Bieber, and he's like done other shit. We had no idea that like he was the guy.
Yeah.
I was just like, who's this guy playing music?
Right.
So basically, everyone's sitting around a fire pit, like drinking for like an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. Elon was drinking whiskey.
As he does.
But it was like a Tuesday, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And it was like the vibe felt like the fucking Merovingian out of like the Matrix or some shit. It was like, it just felt weird as fuck in there. Like it was like weirdly empty despite all the furniture and shit that was in there.
Fuck.
It was weird, man. Yeah.
Plastic Man was playing.
Yeah.
And so like he was like the same song playing for an hour and a half
like on repeat.
All of his music sounds the same. They're all like 11-minute songs that all like just build and then it never.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Just building the whole
time. Just constant edging.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, come on.
Yeah. Fucking an hour and a half of just.
So were the two of you guys sort of interacting with everyone else, or was it kind of just you guys? Like,
we were pretty drunk at that point, and we were just kind of staring. And I just remember saying repeatedly, like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
What is this scenario? And then, like, Elon's buddy's there, and he's like, I've known Elon forever, man. This is my last year going to Burning Man. Are you guys going? And we're like, no. Then he pulls out the flamethrower. He's like, check this shit out, dude. There's like a pit, and he's like throwing pizza boxes in there. Just like,
God.
Yeah.
And so we're like, we gotta get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. It got so creepy.
Our girlfriends are texting us like, where the fuck are you?
Because we're
like,
I was like,
we're gonna hang with Post, and she's like, oh, that's amazing, have fun. And you know, like 8 hours later, we text her like, I'm at Elon's house drunk as fuck.
She's like, bullshit.
So she's like, you gotta get home. And so we're like, all right, fuck it. We gotta go.
Yeah.
So we go downstairs. And we forget which door is the exit. And we're like, I'm not just going to open a random door at Elon's house.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's like an alien in there or something like that. You're like, ah, fuck.
Something. This dog just staring down.
Yeah. And so we go.
100 of that same dog just like frozen.
He's just charging. Yeah. He's just plugging
in. They're all robots. Yeah. It's a prototype.
Just in the middle of the spinning around in 360s. Ah!
Yeah. Nah, we go in a room and there's like prototype bees in there. It's like, oh my God. Close that real quick. He's building the bees. Anyway.
Black Mirror episode.
We walk into his room, there's a Tesla brand vibrator. Just
oh, shit. SpaceX, for real.
SpaceX rocket ship building.
So we go upstairs to ask where the exit is, and we round the corner, and Elon Musk and Grimes are like just intensely making out.
Yeah, yeah.
And I see that, and I back up because I was like, I shouldn't have seen that. And I was like, I never in my life thought I would have seen. Wow. First of all, been at Elon's house.
Many,
but second of all, seen him playing tonsil hockey with his like god.
How many? How many months ago was this?
It's like a year ago.
A year ago, probably.
Oh,
yeah.
Would you say? You say less than 9 months?
Because
Grimes is pregnant. Maybe that was
something.
Oh,
maybe that was.
No.
It was
no.
Over
a little
year.
Bit more.
Yeah, surely
more,
over
yeah.
a year ago.
That would have been a beautiful moment to witness.
Yeah. The conception.
The conception of baby Musk.
It was really funny because I was like standing at the top of the stairs and Cody like walks into the kitchen. And Cody just like he like walks in and immediately reverses. I'm like what? He's like, oh, he's making out in there.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, cool. And I like remember.
What was that? What was that like? Was that pleasant to look at? Or?
I was just weird. I remember I was like, I shouldn't. I felt like I
you're invading his
invaded
privacy?
Their privacy.
Yeah.
What was I supposed to do? Like,
hey,
go in there
the,
just,
hey, how do I get the fuck out of
yeah,
your
just
mansion?
Like just put my hand between their mouths and say, hey, would you guys mind stopping? How do I get out of here? Sorry, excuse me, two lovebirds.
Mind if I join?
Wow. So there was this moment where we were sitting outside the curb waiting for our Uber, just looking at his house, being like, it's like 4:30, and we're like, what the fuck just happened? That was the wildest night.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Super strange.
I think the weirdest part about like asking other guys with a podcast about stories is you guys have probably already talked about this on your own show, right?
Yeah, like, but it's like we did it in like a bonus episode because we were really scared. We didn't know what the fuck. And right. You know, now we're putting it out in the public. So
yeah, amazing. Yeah. Well, thank you for the clip.
Yeah.
what I want to ask now is whose house was stranger, Elon Musk's or the kombucha guy?
Elon's, because we found out later that, or I have found out through undisclosed sources that was his party house. So that's why the vibe was strange.
Similar to GT Dave, though. They both have two houses.
Really? Yeah. So GT Dave, that house he doesn't live in?
No. So they're both right next door to each other. So like the video where we go there, he takes us through both of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. One of them is, they're like, you know, one of them is a party house, and then one of them is the one that has like more art in it or something like that. That's when he lives in.
Wait, so GT Dave throws parties?
Yeah.
He throws bangers?
He throws like really famous parties, I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He's like the Great Gatsby of kombucha.
Yeah. Yeah, except gay.
Yeah.
Is he gay?
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
His partner is fucking hilarious.
Really? Awesome.
Yeah. GT Dave is putting down for gay short kings as well, because he's shorter than his partner. Right. So GT Dave out there saying, you could be, you know, a little gay guy and get you some big ass asshole. I don't know.
Some big asshole?
Some big asshole. Some tall ass. Tall bussy.
So, have you guys always been into music? Have you guys always been playing music?
Yeah. I mean, like, I did a ton of, like rapping in, like, college and high school. Yeah. And I put on my first show in high school. That was pretty crazy. Mm. But, yeah.
Any good at freestyling?
He can freestyle.
I can, but
he definitely can freestyle.
It's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
And like, I'm at that point where I've seen like so many, you know what I mean? Like I've done so many that it's just like, I cannot get motivated to like, it feels like something I did.
It's a bit of pressure as well.
Yeah, it is. Definitely.
I mean, I guess it's just improv at the end of the day.
It is.
But it feels like you're trying to be like a gangster when you're freestyling. I guess
it doesn't have to be.
It doesn't. Yeah.
You can make it fun.
Yeah, true.
It's all about who you are. But.
Two puff bars at once. Damn.
Yeah, I don't
you mix some flavors?
I'm like Matty Smokes, mate.
What are these things?
Oh, here you go. Here's a freestyle.
They're fake jewels, basically.
They're
disposable.
Are they like more popular than Jewel now, or are these weird?
They are. Everyone's smoking these
overnight
things.
Overnight success
fucking crazy.
Yeah, dude. Let's limit Jewel. Let's completely neuter Jewel. And, these puff bar guys? Nah, it's fine. Sell them at a gas station for $10.
Jewel just couldn't think of colors? Like.
Is it the same thing with colors?
Or? There's some crazy shit I was listening to on. Sorry, what was your freestyle that you had?
No, I was going to say two puff bar. What was it? Man, I forgot now.
Oh, damn.
Oh, I was going to say, you got two puffs. This two podcast, puff. Two scuffed.
Yeah.
Nice.
I know. Whatever.
I was listening to this like recent episode of Joe Rogan where like some guy was in the know on like why Juul stopped selling flavors in the U.S. and stuff like that, and it's all because they got bought by like a big tobacco company.
Really?
Yeah, and then they put on this whole advertising campaign about how like, you know, the flavors are what makes children want to smoke it, and so they stopped doing it, and now they're coming out with their own vaporizer called IQOS or something like that. I forget what it's called. Look it up. I looked it up. It's fucking nuts. It's like Juul, but they have like Apple stores, retail stores selling these.
Dude, is that the shit that links to your fucking phone and you have to have like be over the age of 21 to be able to access it?
I think that's PAX,
shit like that.
Maybe.
Is that PAX?
But they're basically just ripping it off and coming out with their own version.
That's Juul too.
Yeah, Juul is PAX.
They're the same company.
There's like
second.
No, there's a second type of Juul now that you have to link to your phone and you can only use it if your phone is nearby.
Oh.
To like prove that you're of age.
Huh.
Yeah.
Weird. I fucking hate this trend of trying to fucking take like mundane ass addictions and trying to make them like fucking pretty.
Yeah, I know.
It's like fucking with weed and tobacco. It shouldn't be that way, man.
Yeah.
It's I don't know. It's fucking lame.
Yeah, dude. It's weird. They changed the smoking age to 21.
Yeah.
See, with the drinking age. When are they changing the draft age?
What?
When's that going to happen?
I know.
Yeah, that's the important one.
It's the age-old question, isn't it?
So wild.
Yeah, dude. I get my legs blown off by a bomb, but I can't smoke a cigarette or fucking drink a beer.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
I mean, you can't get addicted to war, you know? Or you can, but...
Yeah,
dude.
You definitely can.
You definitely can.
I guess that's a pretty common PTSD symptom, isn't it?
Yeah. So, wait, it's 21 in Melbourne?
It's 21 everywhere in the U.S.
18 in Melbourne.
21, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's 18 in Melbourne. It's 21 everywhere in the U.S. It's 18 to drink in Melbourne. which is pretty weird.
I'm 20 and I've come here twice now and haven't been able to do anything. It kind of sucks.
I went to college because I'm from Alberta where it's 18, like Melbourne. And then I went to college in North Carolina. And so I went to college when I was 17. And so I didn't turn 21 until my senior year of college. So I would go home for Thanksgiving and shit and be able to just go out to the bars and party. Yeah. And then I'd come back to the college and like not be able to do anything.
That's what's so fucked up. It's what's so weird. Hey, man.
With your tour, did you travel to other countries or has it just been in the U.S. so far?
So the first four were U.S. and then, the third one was parts of Canada.
Okay.
But it was mostly Canada. Okay. And then we, this last run, we did the U.K., Ireland, Germany. That's it, right?
You just went to Australia.
Then Australia was after, and New Zealand.
Oh, you did good. Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, so you like literally went. Mm-hmm. You bounced around the globe a bit there.
Yeah.
Surely hit China.
Yeah.
Surely hit China. Wuhan province, dude. Got a lot of fans out there.
100%.
Probably because they can't go outside. They got to listen to something. So. Fuck it.
Yeah, touring's something that we're kind of just on the cusp of like really getting into.
Yeah.
What is the tour life like? I imagine it's.
I mean, we structured our show to be like a mixed show. So it was like a little bit of stand up, some like live sort of reaction stuff, and then music. Mm. So it's fun. Once you get into the rhythm, once you like work out the material, I don't know how you guys plan on doing it. Are you guys going to do it like just live podcasts? Or
pretty much.
Sure?
Probably going to be pretty scuffed. We're very improv oriented.
For sure.
Although, depending on how things go, we might find that we need to have a bit more of a system.
Right.
Like a plan.
Segments, wet t-shirt contest.
Yeah.
Who's the best twerker under 16?
Eating your own shit.
Eating your own shit on stage.
I mean, those are all obviously in it.
Yeah.
But we just improvised.
We should get a wet t-shirt content.
You know, if you have that planned, it doesn't look good.
Right.
Yeah. But if you're like, oh, wet t-shirt under 16.
Yeah.
Dude, wet t-shirt.
It's more okay if it's improvised.
Yeah. Wet t-shirt contest, pay like 300-500-pound people to come in.
Okay.
Rolls.
All right.
Wet them down.
I mean, we sort of just go up on stage and start making demands of the audience. Like, you take a shit on stage.
Okay. Yeah.
Of course,
they're
willing to comply. Yeah. Because,
You ever have a lot of fun with the audience? Like a lot
that's
of ripping
like,
back and forth.
That's a big part of the show. Is a lot of people like to try their hand at being funny, and so you know, we.
I made the whole crowd crack their knuckles.
I heard that.
It's not an original thing. Bernie from Rooster Teeth has been doing it for years.
I just wanted to
know what it sounded like.
What did
person.
It sound like?
Fucking amazing.
Really?
Was it
wild?
It went viral on Reddit. Like,
yeah.
Massive.
Damn. Like 3 or 4 times. Like each month it would just fucking pop up again.
Yeah. Well, I gotta Google that.
Yeah, dude. It was 500 people just cracking their knuckles. I was going to make that like a staple for the show, but I was going to keep adding on to it. So it would be like crack your knuckles and then start clicking your tongue like
crack your neck.
Just head, shoulders, knees, and toes real quick, everyone. Just like
your neck.
Yeah.
Slap your head. You know.
Do you have to like watch your health on tour? Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That seems like a big thing.
That's my biggest thing. Is like we just eat like shit and I can't like control it. So I just I'll gain like 10 pounds every single tour.
Right.
That's the thing about touring that I think is like sort of a misconception. Like I think a lot of people think it's like partying and stuff, especially if you're on a bus. But it's like not that at all. Like
It's
not that
you're probably
us.
Always sleeping on the bus. If you're on a tour bus, isn't that like? You go, you do a show, and then you pack your shit up like right after the show, and you start driving to the next city.
Yeah,
like there's no real downtime to party.
If like
shows
are
back to back, if you have
time, 100% music, it's very different. But for us, like we have to kind of be sober when we're on stage a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, just eating like shit and sleep cycle's a bit weird, but also like. You just get bored, so like I think you end up drinking and like smoking a lot, and like
you can't like really do work.
Nah,
because like the work is the show, and so you're worried about that, and then your downtime, you're like, I don't want to worry about other shit while I have this show to do. Like, so it's just I don't know, it's just stressful sometimes.
Yeah, and by the end of it, you're like, I've just been getting fucked up for 30 days straight.
Yeah,
so it takes some time.
You find you guys get a lot of nerves before you go out on stage? Or are you kind of more past
it's
that?
It's better now. Yeah. I got them like really bad when we first started, but now it's definitely better.
I'm just dead inside, so I feel nothing at all. Right, so,
I mean, bro, same boat. You know,
get up in front of these crowds, and I'm like, hey, I'm just here trying to feel something.
I guess your years of stand up probably hardened you as well.
No, not even. I don't think so. I think because like bigger rooms, it's like more inspiration to laugh. It's like less pressure.
Right.
I think like when you're in those intimate like 150 cap rooms where you can see everybody's fucking eyes and everybody's face, Like that, those are the shows I think I still get nerves for. Yeah.
It helps Melbourne, when the lights are just blinding the shit out of you. Too, you can't see anything.
Yeah.
I think that makes it worse.
For you?
Like when you can't see anybody. Yeah, I think that fucks me up.
Yeah. Yeah. I like to get like just a talking sense out of the room. To darkness. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I like to get like a sense of like who's in the room.
True.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Melbourne was our biggest show so far.
Really?
Yeah. Shit. It was crazy.
What that's venue? So cool.
The Palais.
The Palais? How many people?
Yeah. It was 2,800.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
That was wild.
Damn.
Yeah.
That was fucking crazy.
That was nuts, dude.
It really felt like telling jokes in like a fucking basketball arena. Like it was like fucked
everyone
up.
When people would laugh, it was
everyone says the Australian audience is normally like
rowdy.
The best, like rowdy. But I don't know.
I don't know. I expected them to be like more rowdy.
Really?
Shit.
I think it depends on the type of show. I think a lot of people feel like they should be sitting there listening at a comedy show.
Yeah.
And they feel like, you know, they don't want to interrupt.
That's what we found more of is like, Aussies were a little bit more like, it was funny. Like we could, they were so dialed in that like if Cody or I like gestured with our hand, like we were going to say something else, they would stop laughing. It was like really funny.
Right.
Like, like weird. Cody called this out, but like weirdly supportive of each other as well. Like during the show, like this fucking dude, like, you fucking tell it.
He's like, he like comes through like in the middle of the show, went to get beer, and then he's like sitting near the front, and so he's walking down the aisle like with like five beers.
Oh, everyone would have
like
gone
like
crazy.
Just like don't fucking spill, don't spill. And everyone's watching him, like the whole audience is like, oh fuck. And so they're all like waiting with bated breath to see if he like, and then he's like going through the aisle, like, excuse me, like shaking. And he makes it and he sits down with all the beer. And
everyone
the audience just erupts in applause.
Yeah, that sounds like a strange.
Imagine wild, dude. In the U.S., everyone would be looking at him like, I hope he fucking eats shit.
Imagine if the applause made him drop all the beers on his lap.
It's like, oh, you fucked it. You fucked it.
When you first started like doing the live shows where the audience was probably, I mean, would you say they're mostly coming from YouTube and the podcast, right?
Yeah.
I mean, one piece of advice that we got given right from the go was that you kind of need to tell them that it's okay to laugh. Because sometimes like they just don't know like what the show is really about. Like, do we just observe? Like, what
especially if it's like their first show. A lot of them could be internet kids that haven't gone out to a show or have only gone out to concerts. They haven't been at a live speaking show.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need somebody to go out on stage before you and just go, "Hey,
yeah,
hey, feel free to laugh, idiots." And then
I think you guys are definitely more funny than us. I mean, you probably haven't run into that problem.
Yeah, it's probably not even.
I think we definitely suffered, but like. You know, you figure out pretty quickly, like, because it's a cold start, like, you got to figure out how to warm them up. So before, we just used to get right into the material, and, like, the reception is good and sometimes not so great, and then sometimes the crowd is, like, real rowdy up front and we can't get into the material because, like, they just want to, like, talk shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think, like, there was this curve where I think you got to come out and, like, get them laughing and, like, say things that are humorous so they're like, oh, okay,
right.
Let it out. I think telling people to laugh is like kind of weird.
Yeah.
We found like a nice little, like, you know, I think it came from like doing a bunch of shows where we finally found like a really nice way to open at least this set that we were doing on this tour. So once we had that locked down, it was like, we know that we're starting with a banger. So it's just going to get everyone like loose.
Easy.
And then,
you can kind of tell too, like just getting out on stage, at least for us, like we kind of figure out like what the crowd's going to be like down to like, you know, we get real particular about shit. Like the music has to be like X volume when we like come out and stuff, because some of that stuff can like really kill the vibe. Like we've had like some kind of dopey sound guys like will come out on stage and we're like, hey, how you doing? And they just cut the music and everyone's like, ah.
Right.
Yeah.
And they just like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, they just pull the air out of the room. So, you know, you learn little quirks like that, but you guys will have fun. Like, there's so many of you up there.
Yeah.
There's no way like.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, nothing could go wrong.
No, if it goes wrong, though, it's funny because there's like a ton of you up there.
Nothing could go wrong. It could only go right.
Yeah.
How old are you guys?
21.
I'm old enough.
Sorry, I know you're
right. We're all like
anonymous.
20 to 22.
We're under 23.
Oh, okay. Wow. So,
except for me. I'm 32.
Yeah.
Okay, fair.
You guys have a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you find that the like the set that you're doing develops as the tour goes on? Like, do you
we'll
adjust it constantly?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
How old are you two?
65.
Oh, dude, looking sharp for 65.
I think Google said 95.
Yeah. Google says I'm 94.
Where's your
Google says you're 94.
What is it again?
Yeah, it's like an Australian cricketer.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, ironically.
Right.
Yeah. I'm 29.
You're 29?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck? Yeah. No way.
Yeah, man.
You'd have to see ID.
I could show you.
All right. Yeah. It's okay. I believe you.
Yeah. Damn.
You look good for 29.
Oh, thanks, bro. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you look okay.
You look all right, man.
I think I look, good.
What if he was like, hey, you're 29?
Yeah,
that's about right. Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, that's it?
Yeah.
Really?
Really?
Just 29?
Yeah.
Not sure. More early 30s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe a little.
What's like your favorite component of your career right now? Is it the music? Is it the shows? Is it the videos? I mean, is it kind of just all one and the same, like one big lifestyle at this point?
Like, this is like the wackest shit I could say, but it's just not having debt.
Right.
Yeah, not having debt. Right.
Yeah. It's like a bad, I just went through a real bad period where it was like money was all I thought about because I just didn't have any. Mm. Like now that I'm like, now shit's just good. You know, yeah. I'm not like balling out of control, but it's just like shit's solid.
Nice.
It feels good.
Nice, man.
Hell yeah.
First time in my life where it's like good.
That's well deserved, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, man. Yeah. But I mean, that and like just, I think, I don't know, Cody, I don't want to speak for both of us, but I think just being able to do this full time is like such a fucking.
That's
honor.
A blessing.
Right? Yeah, like, for sure.
Definitely. Yeah. Why you, Cody? What's your favorite thing?
I don't know. I like doing everything.
Yeah.
I think, I just like doing like the most amount of shit possible, or at least like continuing to like challenge ourselves and stuff.
Yeah.
That's what gets me hard, you know?
Right.
You should tell that story?
What story?
That fucking guy.
Oh, yeah. No, I wasn't even quoting that. No.
Well, you got to tell us the story. Yeah. I mean, If that's okay, of course.
I mean, yeah, it's fine. We were at Arista and we were like talking with them just like because we signed this little EP deal and this guy was like kind of telling us about what he does, and it was like this long, like real serious, like, you know, and he's like this, like, yeah, for context, he's like this dude. He's like, you know, like,
oh,
something.
Yeah.
Not definitely. And he's like, you know, he's like Italian as shit.
Let's
like,
not dox the guy.
He's his postcode address.
Yeah, like an Italian guy from
whoever's editing this, just cut out the city.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's like a stereotypical dude, like for what he was, and he's like, yeah, I just love breaking new artists, and that's what gets my fucking dick hard.
No.
And then his boss is like, all right, you're out of here.
Breaking new artists and dick hard shouldn't really be in the same sentence. Yeah. It sounds like something else.
Breaking new artists with your dick.
Yeah, I love breaking in new artists. That's what really gets my dick up.
Jesus.
Yeah. Casting couch.
I always love those videos where you and your girlfriend review like the Met Gala and stuff.
Oh,
that.
Yeah, those are fun.
Are you into fashion much?
No, I mean, I'm trying to be.
Speak for yourself.
I like streetwear and stuff
that.
Now I do. I never really used to.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, no, this is a really cool way to express yourself.
Yeah.
Who would have thought, you know?
Yeah, it's fun.
Clothes. But yeah, so like I've just been getting into it more, I guess, into like, I don't know, finding what brands I think are really cool and that sort of stuff. So yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel like your lifestyle has escalated a bunch recently? Like, is it hard to keep up with, or knowing people like Post Malone, is it weird? Like, do you think, like,
no.
I don't know, or is it?
Nah, I don't think we take it too seriously, man.
Right.
I think we're pretty grounded about shit. Like,
right.
Just because, you know, we pay close attention to, I don't know, everything.
Yeah.
So we don't want that like massive like spark. We always want, you know, slow, focused growth, and we want to like just keep, you know, getting better and trying to be more entertaining and just being consistent.
Right.
You know, we'd rather just take the small steps that lead to like somewhere big and just keep going that way. So in that way, I think the lifestyle is not, it doesn't catch up to us because we're always thinking like, how can we do this better?
Right.
Or, you know,
plus we're fucking old. Like,
yeah,
that's true.
Even if we're like, you know, we go out, it's like 1 a.m. I'm like, fucking goddamn.
Yeah, yeah.
We shouldn't have all just said true though. That was so rude.
Yeah. What the fuck was that?
That's true.
Yeah, I think 23 is so fucking old. Dude. Yeah.
You look
Yikes.
Good for 29.
Yeah. Thank you, man.
Yeah, no problem.
I'll take that all day.
You should see him at 9 p.m. He looks like shit.
Yeah. No, that's what it is. Dude, we'll be out at 9 p.m. We'll come around. I'm like, cut.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't see shit.
Yeah.
My contacts are all fogged up. I'm like, I gotta, my back hurts. I'm
hanging with Post is like, it feels like a marathon because, like, the night before, or like, he'll hit us up, be like, yo, let's hang on Friday. And like, Cody and I are like, all right, dope. Like, all right, I'm gonna stay up late tonight, and then I'll sleep a little bit later tomorrow night, and then by Friday, I should be on a good body clock.
It's legit.
Right. You're like,
for legitimately
it.
What
you
it is.
Just
you're trained
just
for it.
Just syncing up your circadian rhythm.
Yeah. No, that motherfucker can go. In that dude is
Post?
Oh, infinite life.
Well,
I'm sure.
How old's Post?
Like by your
age.
Age.
Yeah.
Is it our age? 20,
yeah. 22.
No, he's like 24 now.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, what's it like hanging out with someone so much younger than you?
Oh my God.
Fuck you.
Sorry. I don't know. You tell us you're around them all the time.
So, Noel, how long have you been at Twitch, like doing stuff on Twitch?
Just about 2 years now. So, I started just like, I don't know, Fortnite came out and I wanted
Fortnite?
To play it. And yeah. And I just wanted to fuck around with streaming. And so I stuck with that for a bit. And then I got into like the just chatting thing.
Yeah.
And then,
Just chatting's the Twitch meta.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Yeah. And then like it turned into people like, watch this video, watch that video. And so at this point, like, I'll kind of get on and just like rant for a bit and then I'll do that. And then now I've brought games back in it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll probably be doing a lot more of it now that we're home. Yeah.
Your guys' videos, prime just chatting content.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
It's the best thing to watch with a little audience that
Hell
you can
yeah.
just riff on. It's so much
it's
fun.
It's just the best content to steal.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thanks
that's
for being
great.
My Twitch content.
Yeah. No problem, dude. That's great. Yeah.
You guys all stream, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the most part.
And you do just chatting?
I do a variety
every,
of
you
stuff.
Variety of stuff.
I'm a gamer.
Yeah.
Yeah, gamer. Yeah. Gamer, by the way.
Yeah, we all just really started as gamers.
Wait, do any of you play CSGO?
Yeah.
Dude.
Whole career was built on CSGO.
Dude,
so.
I've been looking for four to queue up with. I used
really?
To be heavy
let's
in
do it,
CS,
dude.
Man. 1-6.
Let's
I was
go.
Playing competitive.
I'd love to play Counter-Strike.
Yeah, fucking let's go, man.
The ping will be bad because you're here and we're in
It
Melbourne.
Won't be too bad. We can get a West Coast server. West Coast servers for Melbourne, it's like 100 ping. 110?
That's not bad.
Not bad at all. It's doable.
It'll probably be shit. So.
What was it?
Yeah, it'll probably be shit.
You think?
Cody, you can be like in-game leader maybe, just in the calls.
The coach?
Yeah. I'd love to just be like the hype man for you guys. Just
love it. Love it.
Nice kill, boys.
Excellent frag.
Yeah, I'll be like the senior.
He'll be the
I'll
coach.
Be like the chaperone, you know?
Yeah. No, bro. You know who he looks like? Jason Lake. You know Jason Lake from Complexity, or am I aging myself?
You're aging yourself.
Damn.
Complexity was like one of the first like big like U.S. like gaming teams.
Oh.
I think there's. I think Complexity is still around.
I've heard of them.
He actually got funding. This is actually Jason Lake's story is fucking crazy. He took the team and he got him like an AMD sponsorship and shit. And it was like one of the first U.S. teams that had like branded jerseys. Like he was like a big like it was a big fucking deal. Mm. And so whatever. 1-6 like fell off and they lost all their sponsorships and like esports kind of hit the shitter and he was like on fucking do you guys know what MIRC is? Probably not. No, it's like this old like chat software that people used to use to like
AOL.
It was similar but like it was a bit more technical. So like you could connect to like custom IPs and stuff and a lot of hackers used to use it.
Mm.
So that's where competitive Counter-Strike used to like go down. Like you'd have to go join certain channels and this and that. So
we're more underground.
Yeah. So he'd be on there, like, still believing that, like, he could bring Complexity back. So now he partnered with the fucking Dallas Cowboys. And
what
they
the
funded
fuck?
An esports, like, training facility in their fucking practice gym in
Whoa.
Fucking Houston. And he's the guy, like, at the helm. And he's going to build a team that's, like, co-owned by fucking, I believe, like, the Dallas Cowboys.
Just imagine like, a bunch of, like, pencil-neck geeks going in for CS and just surrounded by giant fucking football
players.
No,
that's the funny thing is they have all these gamers in there, and that's part of, like, the regiment is, like, they have them working out. So
yeah.
He's trying to build, like,
ripped
team.
Gamers.
Yeah, he's trying to build, like, five, like, Chad gamers, like, five Pasha.
Dude, Chad gamers would be crazy.
Pasha biceps, baby.
There's actually, there's a lot of fucking
swole-ass gamers.
Yeah, Chad CS players, it's a thing.
Well, it's a serious industry now, I think, so a lot of them are taking their health, like, pretty fucking full on.
Yeah.
Because you just
fucking as soon as Ninja got the Adidas shit, they're like, man, maybe we could be Nike. They all need fucking gamer people now, so let's just get jacked.
That's what's worse, man. Pasha's been fucking huge forever. He should have had sponsorship way before.
No
so
better.
You big into competitive esports?
I don't like know all the players and like rosters at this point, but like I used to watch a ton of Counter-Strike, StarCraft for a while.
I still stand by the fact that I think Counter-Strike is the easiest esport to consume.
It's the 100%. Only one.
It's so
it's
basic
very easy.
That like anyone can sit down and just feel the hype.
Yeah.
Overwatch esports is what the fuck is going on?
Too many colors, man.
What is going on?
You should take Ecstasy and watch that.
Oh, dude.
That's a laser light show for sure. Yeah.
You're into drugs?
Do I not?
Sorry, we ask all our guests that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That's what everyone. Yeah. Everyone says vibe. The best thing to do on ecstasy is watch esports.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Number one.
Really?
Thing. Yeah, very
that.
Underrated.
I thought the best thing to do on ecstasy would be to have sex.
No.
No. Really?
Esports
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
No, it's actually the headliner.
Pretty
EDC
common misconception.
This year.
Really?
It's just gonna be an Overwatch match.
Oh yeah, shit! Yeah.
Clear the DJ booth and everyone just stands there and. Dallas Fuel.
Dallas Fuel. Holy
you can
shit!
Have sex while watching the game though on ecstasy. That's, oh, that's
there it is.
You're that's capping, to live dude. At that point.
Yeah, that's fucking blow job under the seat. Watching some esports, playing some Counter Strike.
Blow job under the sea. How would that work?
Under the seat.
The girl goes under the seat, and then she.
The girl is under your seat.
Yeah, and then she's like, she pops her head out.
Oh,
like,
I thought
like
she was
right
like
under.
In water. Like, yeah. I don't know if it's possible to suck.
And then you bend
water.
The dick down, and then she's sucking from the bottom. Okay,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's just the tip.
Yeah, well, okay.
Just kind of like a curved spine sort of thing going
on. It's like she's like. Trying to drink from the keg. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cody and I are going to take all our entertainment money and get reconstructive surgery so we have kangaroo dicks so our balls are in the front and our dicks go out
oh,
the back.
Oh, so like you're literally upside down.
Yeah.
Literally upside down the cock.
Yeah.
Wait, kangaroos have backwards dicks?
Yeah.
What?
You didn't know this?
Yeah, no one,
dude,
no Australians know this.
It's crazy. The well, balls are in the front.
But what Australian, besides Steve Irwin, rest his soul, has seen a kangaroo's testes?
I mean, the farmers that kill them?
I have actually seen.
Yeah, but you're gonna kill a kangaroo and just inspect his
testicles?
That's
the first thing I'm looking
at. You've seen a kangaroo before?
Yeah, I have.
They're fucking giant sacks.
I haven't seen his.
You can't not see them.
Yeah.
Does it bounce?
Really?
They're the most obvious thing about them. They're just.
They look like a
speed
bag.
Maybe I've only seen girl kangaroos, dude.
Maybe yeah. Yeah.
How do they? How do the kangaroo?
I don't know.
We don't know.
I assume they still do it conventionally. It's not like they're
like from the front though, or like there's like a sort of like a.
Maybe
actually,
reversing situation.
Don't dogs?
I don't know.
Don't dogs literally like back into each other or no? Like
they get their cocks
stuck in them because of the knot, and then they run away with the other dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Have you ever seen that video?
No. If dogs get like hooked in like that, it's actually pretty scary.
They're literally like these two like small like I think they were. The white fluffy dog starts with a B, I think Bichon or whatever the fuck.
Oh yeah, Bichon.
Yeah, Bichon. Yeah, they were the two were fucking or something. It was in like Mexico on the street, and then one gets spooked and starts running away and is dragging the other dog with him.
Sounds like a YouTuber sex tape.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the little fluffy white one. Yeah, anyway, they're in Mexico and they're fucking. The one got scared and he ran out in the street.
Yeah.
Oh.
Good video.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, I'd recommend.
I'm just gonna be browsing kangaroo photos after this. I think.
The balls are in the front.
I just didn't get
the balls in the front.
Can you imagine getting head and being able to blowjob like a teabag, but stand upright? You know what I'm saying? Put it on the forehead.
You balls
on the forehead.
On
still get
head.
Their dick sucked. And you like, yeah, feel that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my god.
Revolutionary.
Yeah. Unless she's sucking it from the back.
Yeah. Then. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like a regular.
Push it through.
But that way, you can sit and watch the Overwatch game.
True,
dude. You wouldn't have to ever sit on your balls again.
No, that happens for you a lot,
dude.
Yeah,
fucking
then you
sucks.
Just sit on your dick.
Yeah,
it's fucking. I'd rather sit on my cock than my balls.
You're
right.
Yeah,
like the dick can take some abuse, but it's the ball sack.
Yeah,
that's
more
a little bit fragile.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's like the weak spot. It's the weak point.
If your balls were at the front as well, that's sort of just a big vulnerable point. I feel
you have to wear a cup, my friend. And how will you slip your cock out through your pants if you have to take a piss?
Okay, so pause. Does anyone
does that?
Does anyone actually put their cock through the zipper when they're peeing standing?
No.
Really,
no.
Dude. If I'm wearing a belt, I'm in a bit of a time rush.
To.
I'll just go.
I would expect nothing less from chainmail.
Why else do they have holes at the front of your underwear?
It's like you.
What do you mean, it is like me?
I'll do it occasionally through the jeans, take the risk, you know?
Yeah.
Take the risk.
Dude, it's not like my...
take the plunge.
My dick's long enough to just fully clear it and just go right
in.
Then I just stuff it back in and then I have to wash my hands.
I just can't bear the idea of the zipper getting caught.
Dude, have you ever seen the picture of the scrotum caught in the zipper?
Oh.
Oh, it's fucking horrible.
What's with these pictures?
It's fucking horrible. I've seen some shit.
Seen it all.
I've seen some shit.
That was me, actually.
Oh, yeah? I hope
you
recovered,
dude.
Yeah,
it felt really bad, man.
It was actually a kangaroo.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd be afraid to unzip it, worried that they'd fucking come out.
Once again, a podcast is ending on some good dick talk.
Some good dick talk.
Oh, wait, the end already?
This might be the third in a row.
Damn.
We're at an hour.
It's amazing when you do something someone else's show how fucking fast it goes
yeah.
by.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, is there anything that you guys wanted to bring up? Or
yeah, I got some new material I want to try out.
Yeah?
Please. I just want to open mic this shit right now. So, you know the phrase school shooter?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You got uncomfortable?
They're like, yep. What?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
We're about these jokes.
We're
yeah.
fully here for it.
Yeah.
I don't really know what that is.
No, I won't do this.
Kangaroo dicks. Already did that.
Already, yeah.
Scroll
I
by.
I mean, I do have a whole bit, but I'll leave
we
it alone.
We did the shitting on stage.
Are you going to edit there?
I mean, I could, yeah. Right. It's kind of funny that way.
You guys ever
well,
heard of the
here's the thing. I used shooter. To love telling like the school shooter joke on stage until we started performing at schools because, you know, then they're just shooter jokes at that point.
Yeah.
I got the chuckle right there.
Cool.
No, I won't go into it, but yeah.
Manager Ryan P is entering the set and handing out
yeah.
scuffed.store
merch.
Right. Scuffed.store.
This Thanks,
shit,
boys.
This shit scuffed.
Extra medium?
Extra medium.
Yeah, this is scuffed.
And if you listeners at home would like to buy some scuffed hoodies or any of our merchandise, you can go to
scuffed.store.
Yeah, tmgpod.com. And you can, we'll tell you more. We'll do a full review on our Patreon at patreon.com/tinymeatgang. I'll even do a little freestyle about the hoodie that you can unlock for just $15. I'm joking.
Scuffed.store.
Hey, guys, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Of course, man.
Thanks for having us, man.
Where can everyone find you? Like, do you want to plug your ads or whatever, do the traditional shit? Or I think they can.
You know what? We're trying to get our Instagram.
Yeah.
We're trying to get our TMG Instagram popping. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So TMG for real is that. So
yeah,
because
it's us for real.
On Instagram.
And then,
it's a real Instagram?
Yeah, TMG for real, yeah.
For real? Like F-O-R?
Yeah, for real.
F-O-R, yeah.
F-O-R, for real. TMG for real.
And then
Tony Ko, Noel Miller.
Not the cricket player, the comedian. Yeah.
What's up?
Not the cricket player, Cole.
Yeah.
Not 94 years old. Yeah, no.
You look really good for 94.
I know. I look great for 94.
Yeah, dude.
How are you still walking, mate?
His legs.
Eating a lot of kangaroo balls. I don't know.
And on that note, guys, we're done. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
See you next week.
Ladies.
Bye.
Peace.
Bye-bye.